Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Bros Think Big podcast. This is the show where we talk about the simple and yet complicated ideas of self-improvement. Tune in and join us as we become the best versions of ourselves, just so that you guys can too, and always remember to like and subscribe for more. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about how we personally would start self-improvement again, right? This is obviously, we've been through this journey. We're all well over, like, I think all of us are well over, like, 2 years.
Yeah, something like that.
So we have a bit of experience.
My whole life.
Yeah, Josh has been at this for 20 years.
I mean, that's a good question. Like, when is it really, when is the time where you really just start?
I was thinking about that. To me personally, it was when I decided to get into the gym.
Pause. Yo, you gotta pause, man. That's gay.
Alright. Anyways.
I don't know. And on Georgie, like too. That the last person you would want to do. That's crazy, bro. Guys, trust me. I'm not like that, bro.
Bro said, Mike, chill.
What I was gonna say is that I think when you decide to like actually pursue this journey, it ties in with your FTE event, right? And for the context, we have this thing. I don't know where Josh got it from, but he introduced us to this
concept.
He introduced us to this concept of this thing called the fuck this event, right? Part where consider it your rock bottom, right? You've reached your low and you're like, fuck this. I need to make a change. I'm in such a state of discomfort right now and it's so severe. It's time for me to make a fucking change, right? I think that's probably where I would start it. And I'd like to start that there are, it can be like multiple FTE events, because I think there's also an FTE event
for sure
in self-improvement too. Like once you do hop on that journey, right? But I think the one that ignites it is the more significant one, right? Mm-hmm. I think that's personally, like, everybody has their own story of an FTE event. I think we've shared ours several times too, right? But whatever that state of your, like, how low, how low of a point you're in, I think that's what you can say, like,
yeah,
identify as your starting point for self-improvement.
Dude, before we even get into talking about what would we do if we start all over again, right? Some people, they, like with the FTE events, they want to change so bad, but the pain of changing, right, is so much less than the pain of just going into their indulgences and going into just sitting in the same old life again. That's why people don't really start and commit. They, like, they say they want to get better, but they really don't. Like, they just say it because it's fancy, because it's sexy, but are they really trying, right? It's that sort of thing. So I feel like when you start your self-improvement is when you fully commit to yourself and say, hey, from now on, I'm going to, like, just get better every single day. But when you say that, it also proved up, like, backed up by actions. Are you genuinely changing, et cetera?
Exactly. And what are you doing to, like, about to change?
Yeah, that's why I feel like everybody needs to almost go through that process of, you know, having that FTE moment and getting to the point where, you know, it's an urge to improve. It's an urge to, like, get on that self-improvement and try to better yourself every single day by doing different stuff.
Mm-hmm. I think so too. And as far as the whole idea of the pain is a lot worse, the pain to change, right? What you were just saying. I think that's also why everybody is highly advised to start this shit young, right? Because as you grow older, you pick up some responsibilities, whether that's like actually having bills or maybe even like family.
Right.
God knows, right? And when you have those responsibilities, those things that you care for and to need to take care of, it's a lot harder for you to take the risk to actually go out and change, right?
And not just the risk, but not even having the habit of trying to better yourself. You know what I mean? It's like when you start young, it's all already in your head that you need to constantly improve. But when you get older and stuff, that concept is almost new to you. But when you have done it, it's like my life's been improving or about improvement every single day. So
you know what's crazy too? In the beginning of self-improvement, it's like you're constantly gaining more and more clarity, more awareness of your situation. And you look back at like your old self, you're like, how did I not know I was just putting myself in a dead end, putting myself in like a hole and digging myself deeper? Right? It's like as we grow and as we evolve, like we gain more awareness and we gain more of that clarity towards our situation. And we look back, we're like, oh, I could have done this, I could have done that. So it's like constantly evolving process.
I was telling the same thing to Sadhu the other day, because I was just like, I always, I think a lot to myself and I always remember my past self, I would say, where I was like not aware of a lot of things. And now that I'm thinking, I'm like, bro, how was I not aware of those kind of situations? And it's just like, it's crazy, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But
that's what self-improvement does, yeah. You think back and you say, what did I improve in and what can I improve in now? So it becomes a lifestyle of self-improvement. That's why you're more aware of the things that you weren't aware of back then, because you never even put yourself in a position, even just mentally, that you need to improve, that there's something that needs to be worked on. If you never have that thought, you're never going to go back and say, oh yeah, was this my issue or not? Mm-hmm. So you have to have that.
That's why complacency kills growth.
So the first one, working out, just go to the gym, do something physical, do push-ups, squats, sit-ups at home. It's literally free. Go for a walk, go for a run. Anything like that, that will get yourself in a better shape and make you healthier. Because what happens is the workout that is physical actually improves your mental health too. So it's not just physical, even though it starts with physical activities.
Working out is so much more than just your physique.
Oh, yeah.
So for much sure. more.
Like, that's the advice I always give, even when, like, I put it on my channel and everything. Like, the whole idea of just start with some sort of physical exercise, right? But I've thought about this, right? And this episode, obviously, is going to revolve around us sharing our personal experiences. And I think I can speak for all of us when I say, we fucked up a lot, right? And that's what I started with. I started with working out. But if I were to go back, obviously the whole idea of I wouldn't change anything because it's where I am right now. But I think I would take a different approach, and that's kind of just more so self-discovery. I would try to focus more on understanding, like, who or why I'm doing this in the first place, right? Yeah. Because that is what I did. I started with working out, right? But when I did start, I would get myself into a rut a lot, right? I would break my habits. And this is all normal shit. It's honestly going to be inevitable, right? But I feel like a lot of those tiny mistakes could have been avoided had I understood, like, why I was really in the gym, right? Because my purpose at the time was shallow. It was, I want to get jacked so the girls will think I'm attractive and so that guys will respect me too, right? Like, that, I think we can all agree, that's shallow. And that, like, reality is a lot of young kids start because of that. Where I am today, it's completely fucking different. It's a lot deeper than that, right? And because I understand my why, I think I have, like, what Frick always says, purpose is like a superpower. It gives you a boost in all your stats, right? It gives me, getting out of my bed in the morning is so much easier. Or killing the little bitch that's telling me to just, like, relax, but not work too hard on my next set is so much easier, right? It's just, it's so much more efficient for me to actually go about my day because I have the idea of that. But once I do, like, self-discovery is a long-term thing, right? You're not going to know when to, like, it's going to take a while to figure out your purpose, right?
Exactly.
So one of the most efficient ways to go about that, I think, is even just physical exercise. Getting your mind in the right shape, and most importantly, discovering
your limits too, right? Physical limits. That just discovers yourself. And then you go to mental, say, reading a book. How long can you focus?
Yeah.
Sit down, write some ideas. How long can you go about it? When do you lose the track of focus? When do you want to stop? And when do you feel tired? Mm-hmm. So that's like discovering your limits.
Definitely. Like, I feel like discipline is just naturally imbued into some people more than it is to others.
Yeah.
But if you're one of those people where you lack it, I think physical exercise is by far the greatest way to, like, actually build up on that.
I want to make it sound more incentivizing to work out. I actually saw the statistic. I don't know how true it is, but it's 90% of people quit the gym within the first 3 months.
Really?
So just by going and working out consistently for 3 months, you're already in the top 10% of self-improvement gurus, you can call it.
Yeah.
So, what a small bar to just get. 3 months. Dedicate 3 months in your top 10%. That's a fantastic accomplishment, that itself.
Small bar to us, but to someone that's just starting, that's
not easy, absolutely. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying the standard is so low.
Yeah.
And that's something I'm going to prioritize. I don't know if I should even get into now, but, like, I think rather than saying how we would start again, because I don't think anyone would change anything here. I'm a big believer in, you know, everything happened for a reason. But I'd like to rephrase it as, what would we tell that person that was just starting? Like, what would be our one message?
Yeah.
Well, and think of it like
that's how I like to think of how this is. Mm-hmm. And for me, raise your standards. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Because the difference was my standards then and my standards now are two different things. And I think that's what pushed me way more than before. Because my standard before was just going to the gym, just getting there. That standard is not anything near to what it is at this point.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So over time, again, you can't just give yourself the highest standards in the world. I completely understand that. But acknowledge that you're going to have to continuously improve, even if it's 1%. Kaizen. Kaizen. Literally, definition. But it's like, I look back at myself and I'm like, I could have been doing so much more.
That's I tell myself that every day. Could be doing so much more. But not in a bad way. People kind of would tell themselves, like, oh, you could have done more and beat themselves up over it. But it kind of empowers me. You know what I mean?
Exactly. It should.
Yeah. So, yeah.
I think so, too.
Yin and yang.
I feel like
I'm learning.
I think you actually said it perfectly, Josh, about like just saying that, like, that one most important thing to us when we were, or that person during that time. If I were to tell them, I would be like, I would just tell myself who just started, be like, I'll tell them to slow down and just focus on you, right? Because during that time, I was really obsessed with money. I was obsessed with just I was obsessed with just getting jacked and getting money. But I didn't, like, that shit was just so, like, chaotic.
Now that I'm thinking about it, all self-improvement journeys start by avoiding the main core of self-improvement. Mm-hmm. And first going to, like, some other stupid shit, like some incentive that's not going to last forever. And then you come about and say, holy shit, before I start anything, I got to figure out what I want.
Yeah.
That's literally the cycle.
But it's like, dude, everyone makes you think that you need all these things in self-improvement. You really don't need everything, right? You just need what is valuable to you, and you find out what is valuable by, like Sasha said, going on this journey of self-discovery.
So when you say you don't need everything in self-improvement, like, what would you
not, like, you don't need to do all these habits, you don't need to do all these things, because there's so many habits that you can implement that are beneficial, right? There's so many business models that you could do for your financial statements. There's so many options for you. It's like the options are limitless. So limitless. But at that point, you really need to understand who you are, what your character is, what are your strengths, and what is, like, your value? Like, what do you find valuable? What are your priorities? Those things are so much more important than just trying to do everything, right?
Yeah.
Focus on, just slow down, be patient, find you, and find what's valuable. And that, use that as a map towards your purpose.
Because now that I'm also thinking, Josh gave a different answer to saying that's the first thing he would tell somebody, which is raising the standard, right? And one of the first thing I said was working out first, which I think... that's why when we were actually writing down the ideas, I think it has to be a why. Like, why are you even doing it? Because for some people that already goes to the gym, it's like, would you really tell them start going to the gym, or would it be a different advice based on what they need to work on? So I think the first thing is, I would suggest anybody to do this. Ready? You're on self-improvement, or you want to get to self-improvement. Write down, take out a notebook, a pencil, and write down why you're doing it, and give your best answer at that moment. And if you can't come up with anything that's, I guess, pleases you the most, just write down something, all right? Mm-hmm. And then kind of go back to it in a month and ask yourself the same question: why am I on self-improvement? And then just kind of see how your answer changes, because what you put on that paper is your thoughts. It's your thought process. So if you think at the moment that you need self-improvement because you need to impress somebody, and then a month later it's because you actually want to better yourself and you see something so valuable in progressing, then the answer has changed, and now you think to yourself, is that a better answer or not? Yeah. And then kind of go from there.
Dude, like, that's exactly what happens in the military. One of my boys has been in the military for over a year now, right? And he told me that what happens is, when you step in front of the door, within the first week, one of the first questions they ask you is, what are you doing here? Or why are you here, right? Yeah. Like, the whole idea of understanding your why. And then after they ask you, you give them an answer, and then they ask you again in, like, a week, right? So that your answer can change, and you have, like, more thought into it, right? And they continually ask that, like, through months, or maybe even, like, a year, or whatever, right? But the whole point is, they want you to know why you're really there, because they understand how powerful that is. So if you're not, you don't have to be in the fucking military to ask yourself that question. It's as simple as just fucking getting a journal out and writing it down, or go on your fucking notes app and writing it down. There's no excuse as to why you shouldn't avoid that step.
Yeah.
You know, it's crazy you say that, because one of the first things I did on self-improvement, or when I just wanted to kind of just, like, go away from the crowd or do my own thing, was I started just writing shit down. A bunch of my thoughts, just a bunch of things that I wanted, things I was dealing with. I was just like trauma dumping on a piece of paper, like vomiting everything on there. I didn't know really what I was doing. Like, things were not really clear. I was just writing as much as I can. And I read back at those journals, and I could just imagine, like, I was, like, so, like, immature. Like, I could tell how immature I was with the way I wrote, how I was saying things. Like, I would say, like,
it's your thoughts.
I would literally say things like,
give us an example.
I would say things like, I want to get jacked. I want all the money in the world. I want to be the highest stat character. I told myself, yeah, I was like, I want revenge. I want all these things. I was like, I thought it was like Batman or some shit. I don't know.
Yeah, right? Those were your
thoughts. I want vengeance. Yeah. Like, bro, who is your enemy? No one's against
Joker or some shit. What the fuck? And then recording a video would be, like, same as journaling, because you can go back to the video and rewatch it and kind of understand what were you telling your old self, or what were your thought process?
Dude, if I could tell, I mean, I already did this, but if I could tell anyone who's just starting, just document your whole process. You don't even have to post any of it. Just write down, film yourself, because, dude, I have journals from 2021, 2022. I have shit from all the way back, just me just writing shit down.
Yeah, right. Do you read them?
Yeah, I do, sometimes. Yeah. Every once in a while, to kind of just get a little bit of nostalgia, to kind of appreciate where I'm at, you know what I mean?
Exactly, yeah.
My answer as to, like, what I would do is, it's still understand your why, right? But I want to take a different path. And what I noticed that when I started, one of the biggest problems I had is I was way, way, way too zoomed out, right? I was thinking super long term. And that kind of, that blurs your vision when you're taking the shorter steps, right? Had I zoomed in a little bit and thought of it in a short term process, what should I do next, right? Instead of, like, it was almost like what you were saying. Like I would consistently just want to become a fucking millionaire, right? I want to have the coolest fucking cars, the
best jet. Of course you want these things, dude. Everyone wants these things.
But it was never about me asking, how do I even get there, right? It's just me wanting them, right? And me telling myself, yeah, I'm just going to start this seven-figure fucking company, and I'm going to have it by the time I'm 19 years old, and I'm going to drop out, and I'm going to be the most successful fucking person on the planet.
Dude, like, that was me. That was me for months and months and months. Like, that exact, like, speed of, like, thought in my head, like, just shattering, like, just shut, like, I was telling that motherfucker to shut up, bro, all the time. Like,
and I struggled to tell that motherfucker to shut up. I wish I could do it the same way as you, right? I was trying to speed run the process, right? But had I just taken things a little bit slower and actually taken, like, a step-by-step process rather than just, like, wishful thinking and way too hasty, I was definitely very fucking hasty about it. I feel like I could have done a lot better, and instead of, like, getting into those ruts, I would have been able to prepare myself a lot more for that.
Dude, I would be going so fast for, like, a day, and then the next 3 days it would be just down low, terrible.
Like, going
and
backwards.
Like, no, going, I would literally, dude, backwards. I was going backwards, bro. I would have this, like, big boost, like, for, like, a couple hours, and the next 3 days are just down here in the dumps.
Dude, it's like three steps forward and three steps
back. Yeah, like, where was I going? I don't know. That's what it felt like, dude. I was, like, going up the hill. Boulders are falling on me. It's like, bro, like, take the stairs, dude. Like, what are you doing?
No. Listen to this. Junior year of high school, right? I'm dropshipping at this point. So, I'm, like, in the back of class. I'm working on the Shopify store, like, building the website and everything.
Bro, you thought you were sick,
right? And I'm like, oh, my God, fuck these kids. I'm going to be so much more successful than them and whatever, right? This bot teacher is makes, like, a minimum wage salary.
She's in the Matrix. He's in the Matrix. She's in the Matrix.
Yeah, dude, so I'm doing that shit in school. I'm thinking I'm so much better than everybody else in this building. I would come home and I wouldn't do jack shit. I would go to the gym. I'd call it a day. I would go to the gym.
What do you think that would happen? Why would you do it in school and not when you get home?
Dude, like, before I answer that question, I would literally just show up. Like, I wasn't actually in the gym. I wasn't really fucking working out, right? I wasn't progressively overloading. I would just go to the gym because I would be so happy with myself after, like, I went against the norms, or I faded everybody.
You're almost like coping.
Uh-huh. And I'll tell you why it happened. One, I didn't know my why. I didn't really know what I wanted, right? I knew what I wanted at the time, which was just be a millionaire. Be the best there I fucking could be, right? Just...
No, but why would you do it in school, right? And then you get home and you wouldn't do it.
Oh, why would I do it in school?
Yeah, because you said you were doing it in school, and which is, like, I think it's a little weird. You know, you were doing it in school. When you get home, you weren't doing it.
We mentioned this a lot. I think environment, right? At school, there's no bed for me to lay down on and scroll at, or couch or anything like that, right? But if I'm already sitting at a desk and I hate the work that I'm working on right now, or maybe I'm writing an essay, fuck that shit. I would probably just go on the website instead. But when I come home, I have the bed right over there. I have the couch downstairs. I have a huge TV in front of me that I don't even fucking watch TV. But it was there, right? I could go outside or whatever, but in school, I'm just sitting down. I'm kind of like, I'm moving through the halls and everything like that. I think it's just all strictly environment, which would be another point we talked about. You literally just mentioned
it too. It's like, a lot of people go to the gym just to say that they're disciplined, but they don't do anything like that significant in there. So that's why it's like, that's why the reason, having a why is very important.
Mm-hmm.
That way you're actually, like, not wasting time, because like you said, if you just went to the gym and you didn't have any purpose and you didn't have any why, that's just literally wasting your time.
Mm-hmm. Like, you don't push yourself as hard.
Exactly, you don't. You don't really have a reason why you're doing it. Because you could just be doing something else instead that you would have a strong why to, then just go to the gym.
Like, it's,
you
not
know, even... I just remembered the picture that you showed us. Like, I bet how many people can relate. The picture of the book you take. Did you remember? Yeah.
The what?
So, when I first started self-improvement, I would take pictures of books, of the self-improvement books, instead of reading them.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I was actually...
We were fucking tweaking.
I was tweaking,
dude. Were you posting it?
No, I didn't post it. Okay. I took a picture. I was like, this is sick.
And then you would put it back on the shelf or something, right?
Yeah, it would collect dust for months, bro. I wouldn't touch that shit.
I think I do have a photo about my Shopify store.
I'd be like, yeah. This shit's nice.
But has anyone ever just taken a picture, showed up, took it in a picture and left?
But see, this one necessarily a bit.
Yeah,
like,
of course. What do you mean? To what?
Could be the gym, could be just
imagine that would be wild.
Posting it and then
going to gym, take a picture.
I feel like we know someone that does do that shit.
2 hour session done and then just leave. That's not necessarily a bad thing, bro.
You're lying to yourself at that point.
No, look, you were taking pictures of like with books and stuff, but like you were kind of manifesting.
Okay, maybe I took
reality, like wanting to actually
be
that type of person where you read the book and take a picture, and then not just taking a picture. But you were kind of like,
I read the first page. I read at least one page, and I'd put it down, take a picture, and then
I can give you an idea. This book, yes,
so good.
Dude,
what does the lighting look like? Is this the right angle for it? Should I put any stickers so when I post it on my
story, sweaty?
Like,
I didn't post it.
You would just take the fucking picture.
Yeah, I was like, dude, I'm gonna archive this.
That's just fucking weird.
Dude, fair enough. I look back at it.
That's good, though. Look where you are now.
I look back at it. I just laugh. Dude, I
manifested. That is fucking hilarious.
You're not going to lie. To go back to your point, how you mentioned like what you would be doing, I think it's actually not even a bad thing because that just shows that you were already trying to go against what was the norms. So that just kind of shows the process of your first step was going against the crowd almost, going against the norms, and then clarifying why you were even doing it. Because first it was more like, I just want to do it because I don't want to be like everybody else. And then it just became clear why you don't want to be like everybody else. So.
No, yeah, you're right. You're saying like when I, well, I would
Yeah,
do it because...
what you would do. Yeah.
Okay. I thought you were like, talking about like
everybody's in the matrix. I'll do this and that. You were kind of like going against what everybody else told you to do and that kind of stuff. So it's it's that first step and then clarifying why you're doing it.
Dude, I think it's a great thing too. The whole idea is if you want to be like everybody else, you're going to do what everybody else does, right? So if you don't have a part of you that's going to want to be a rebellion and not do the things that most people or do the things that most people aren't willing to do, then you're going to be average. And that's just it's a matter of what you want at that point, right? I know nobody here wants to be fucking,
but dude, you would be surprised. A lot of people want
that. They do. And listen,
I can do whatever I want.
Dude, listen,
just
like,
awesome.
A lot of people do want that, right? And who's to judge of what's wrong? You want that? I wish you the best.
Thank you.
That's just not your mindset. Yeah.
Yo, get out of this podcast.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here. No, but that's just not something I resonate with. But again, who is to judge, right? You can do your own thing, right? That's just not me, right? But the reality is, if you were to come up to me and tell me that you don't want to be average, then I'll tell you, you're going to have to do the things that most people aren't willing to fucking do.
Exactly.
That's all there is to it. So I feel like part of you does need to be a rebellion. Part of you does need to want to like be willing to stand against the crowd.
For sure.
You need it. But to get to that point first, like, I wouldn't have done that. I would just done all my work like a good little bitch. If
like you said, boy already. You didn't need to say bitch. Like you already said.
No,
boy.
But I didn't finish boy, so I meant to say bitch. But the only reason I was there in the first place was because I was like at a state of discomfort where I'm like, I do need to make a change, right?
Exactly.
So if you don't have that idea in the first place, then you're not really gonna onto this journey.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I want to go on another point. There's something that I actually just, like, maybe a month and a half ago, really thought about and actually acknowledged.
What is it?
I'd say it helps. It helps. So a lot of people going, this is kind of reflecting the why, which is the FTE occurs and you start doing self-improvement. But no one ever asks, so someone says, why do you start self-improvement? And what you give the answer is, this is what happened in my life. But no one has ever really thought, I'm not going to say no one, but most people don't ever consider what inside your head happened when that event occurred. Because the event occurred. For example, your dad called you fat. Yeah, he called you fat. But what about it made it so triggering that it made you go, not just, okay, one day I'm going to fucking get out of here now, but to completely change everything. And when you think about that question, like, why did I start? What was the event that occurred? But rather, not just the event, but deep down, what happened inside here?
Maybe because
you
true,
are
right?
Shocked.
So deep reflection.
Deeper reflection. I found two things of what drives me.
And now that I know it, it's like so much powerful because I'm in a situation. I'm like, you're fucking cooked. I know why I'm here. Do you know? To me, it's helped. It's really helped, and I don't know.
How did you go about like picking apart that piece, that part of the brain, and to understand?
I mean, why I just really thought to myself, like, why do I do? Why do I care so much about trying to get better? Why? What is it about this? Why is it that after what happened to me, that I just want to fucking go after it? It's like, because you hear the other side, it's like, I'm gonna die one day, like, who cares, enjoy your life. I've heard both sides, and I'm like, I mean, they got a point, so why do I still go my route of trying to better myself every day? They have a point. Like, you could just relax, do what you want, and you're just gonna die one day like everybody else. So when you kind of think about why do I choose this side over the other and really dig down, it's like, I know why I'm on that side.
You think
now
they have a point?
I'm so happy.
Absolutely. People aren't really, like, they're not really happy living that side out, though.
For some, they are. You just see one side of this picture. You see,
like, yeah, some people might be, but, like, I literally doubt it, bro.
Some people are just okay with just spending the whole life with their family and enjoying themselves. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. That's not the life that I choose to live, but that's the life they choose to live. And they die happy. Maybe they definitely haven't made an impact, but to them, they live the fulfilling life, and there's nothing wrong with that.
If they're genuinely fulfilled, then fair enough.
Yeah.
Dude, I guess it kind of just matters in what way you perceive the question. Like, if you're talking about, like, we're all going to die one day, so why should you care about what other people think? I'm all for that. But if you're talking about, we're all going to die one day, so just do whatever the fuck you want, and nothing matters. I don't like that nihilism. Scary, bro. Yeah, those nihilistic beliefs don't fit right to me. I feel like there's a lot more life. Of course, you're right. If it fulfills them, by all means, right?
Let's be honest, bro. Is fucking doom scrolling, fucking being fat, eating Cheetos. Is that fulfilling?
Here's the thing that I'd say is a good point. It's like, why don't you just enjoy yourself? Why don't you enjoy your childhood? Like, I'm never going to be young like this again. Why don't you enjoy? Why don't you go party? Like, I get that side.
Your actions have consequences.
I get that side. It's just, why do I choose the other side?
What do you mean? Like, why do you get that side, though? I'm trying to pick apart your brain here. Why do you get that side?
Why do I get that side?
Because it's like, that's like the norm? Or
no, this has nothing to do with
it. Just because it's satisfactory?
It's just because I know that one day I'm going to have the responsibility of kids and I won't be able to do those actions anymore, mm-hmm. which I can right now. So why do I still not choose those actions? Mm-hmm. I can do what the fuck I want. I can lose everything and I'd still be okay. Because I got no one to support.
Mm-hmm. Because guess what? I mean, won't. One of my answers would be, when you have that thought process of why am I not doing it now, because I won't be able to do it when I have families, because what you're doing now is you're preparing yourself for the family instead of preparing yourself to be a loser when you have a family.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, I mean, the answer isn't, why am I losing the time for fun? No, why am I working so I make up that time to be a quality man for my family?
I feel like that's a great way to put it. Like,
yeah. No, it's also another thing. People might take that negative for what he said, because people are going to be like, you know, I'm young, I should be, I'm going to go out partying, because when I'm going to be 30, I'm not going to, you know, get with the girls anymore. So they're going to find every excuse to do some bad and fall into the trap of partying and drinking and stuff like that. That's just what I think, in my opinion. That's why you should always, like, I mean, it's like people can just take it negatively. That's what I'm saying.
Why I get it is you see so many people that are successful after fucking around their whole. A lot of people credit their success to all the stupid mistakes they made at a young age.
Then the next question has to be, what is success to you and what is success to them?
Hmm. Yeah.
Is success just money and girls for them? Or is success
no, they are successful. More than that? They are successful. Dude, you know Alex Ramosi was in a frat?
Being in a frat and, like, frat president, that's a whole different story.
It's a whole different story, I'm saying, a lot of people credit their success due to the stupid mistakes, and they're not wrong.
Okay, but were they in this situation where they're like asking themselves, why don't I just enjoy myself? Because I'm 20. Why don't I just go party? That wasn't Hormozy, right? You said Hormozy was doing that.
He was in a frat.
Yeah, he was like partying and stuff, right? But his thing was probably like from high school. He just fell into the environment of, like, you know, going to parties and stuff, but he didn't really ask himself, yo, why don't I just go party, because I don't want to miss this
opportunity. All I gotta say, sometimes you need something like that to happen, because you're gonna make a stupid mistake, and once you make that stupid mistake, that's your FTE. It's just farther for some than others.
Do you need to make a stupid mistake, or do you need to know what a stupid mistake is?
You don't need to. I'm not recommending upon anybody to go down that path, but I'm saying some go down that path and it works just fine for them. I'm not gonna tell them, like, don't do it. if that's going to be your learning curve, if that has to be your way, so be it.
But I feel like if we're looking at numbers on a grand scale.
Look, I'm not suggesting it. I'm just
saying. I know what you're saying, but I just nothing like.
I think it just has both sides. Literally, you can take it positively and you can take it negatively. Because everything you do in life, you can always turn it into negative, just mm-hmm. like how you can turn it into positive. So I think, I mean, it's not necessarily wrong what you said, mm-hmm. but it's not the best point
to
bring it up. Just because Hormozy was in a frat party does not mean that's why he's there.
I'm not just referring to Hormozy, I'm referring to many people.
But that's the thing, though. I don't think anybody can be successful from a frat party, though. It's probably what changed them.
Yeah,
that's why.
What I'm saying. That's the whole point.
But then the argument goes back to...
Look, for us, it didn't take months to change.
It's just like,
what?
You can't really go...
But for some people, it will have to take more to change them from their actions.
Mm-hmm. I just...
True, that's why people aren't complacent.
They don't change.
Why are some of the people that we know, that we love, not on the self-improvement as us? Because they need more to get that initiation to start.
And I understand, like, I see your perspective and everything. I was just personally kind of, like, denying that idea because it's not something that I personally resonate with. Mm-hmm. Because, like, how old is Hormozy? Do you know?
28? 28 or 30.
28?
Yeah, he's still young,
dude, I thought
he
was 40 years old.
Yo, he looks older. No, 40 would be too old.
No, he's
somewhere in the 30s.
Never mind. But my point's still saying, like, Hormozy's obviously an anomaly amongst the masses.
For sure.
Right? But... I feel like if you are, like, if your goal is to be above the rest at a younger age and at a more efficient process, it's better for you to start young and not fall. Yeah, like, that's what I said. I understand that you're not suggesting it, so I'm not going to, like, say anything like that. I just personally couldn't resonate with that idea of, like, we're all going to die one day, so just do whatever the fuck you want. Yes, in a way. I'm not saying you not to fucking enjoy your life or whatever, or like hold yourself
what
back.
What does it really mean to enjoy
it's
your life?
It's a nihilistic viewpoint to say,
yeah, like,
we're all going
to
die,
really,
so
we've
got to really explain to them what is really enjoying mm-hmm. their life. Some people will take it, like I said, that's why you need to be careful with this kind of things, you know, because a lot of people turn it into negative. You know, people, like famous people, when they say, what's it called, enjoy life, they don't mean go party and go drink and stuff, because they mean it way different. They what they're trying to tell you there is find a purpose and be happy. That's what they're trying to tell you, not go party and do things that are going to just waste your time. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's not what they mean. So that's why I think people just turn it into,
because
really enjoying your life when you just waste your time and then realize that, oh, it was just a waste of time and I could have done something, because
they
better.
Don't look at deep like that. They
they're,
just turn it whatever, however they want.
Yeah,
dude,
exactly,
their enjoyment,
right?
Is their coping mechanisms. Like, that's just really what it is. You're just, you think it's enjoyment, but all it is just relieving you from the pain of the lack of fulfillment and the lack of meaning and purpose in your life. That's just really what it is. And if people, they say it's enjoyful, like drink, smoke, do all these things, like just enjoy yourself, bro. I mean, it's like, it's not really enjoyment. It's just coping. You're just really just
lost. I have a
question.
Do you think it's possible to genuinely be enjoyable?
For what?
Ask the same
sure. Thing. Probably for some people.
Yeah.
But most of the time, let's be honest. Like,
yeah.
You know when you're coping or not. You know when it's an actual vice, or when it's like, or you know when it's destroying you, or you mean when it's, okay, you're actually chilling, you can control, whatever. Like, you know deep down. Mm-hmm. But most of the time, though, like, let's be honest, like, it's not the case. Most of the time, it's not the case. People can be, it's easy to be addicted to those things.
And people will hear you pose that question, and I was going to ask the same thing. People will hear you pose that question, and then that'll just give them another reason to justify them going to those bad habits. They're going to be like, oh, well, for me, I do fucking enjoy them, so fuck you, like, whatever. Like, that's when they give themselves a reason to justify. Like, that's the problem with
and
shit like this, right?
Not honest answer either.
Exactly. Yeah, like, it's just not
authentic
to yourself.
Yeah, I think it really does come down to a perspective thing, too, because when you ask that kind of person, do you really enjoy drinking and stuff, I feel like you have to take a different approach when it comes to those kind of questions, like deep questions, because... Let's think about it, right? When I've heard when people drink, smoke, all that kind of stuff, they really enjoy it at the moment, right? The highs, they feel high and all that kind of stuff. So it's an enjoyable moment. But then what happens afterward is just completely opposite. So he's like, do you want to call that enjoyment? I mean, go for it, but I don't think it is, right? Because if you feel shit the next day, how is that enjoyment? So it depends in what perspective are you putting it in. Are you putting it in a perspective that you want to put it in, meaning at the moment, or do you want to put it in a perspective that... That's how life is. The next day, you feel shit. That means what you're doing is not right.
Mm-hmm.
What you're doing isn't the best path you want to take. But if you want to look at it from the
mm-hmm.
other perspective, which is coping, right? Oh, I'm enjoying it at the moment. Go for it. But I don't
it's
think I really don't think that's the way to go.
Uh-huh.
It's
I
not
mean,
even about being great. I'm sorry to cut you off, but
good.
It's not even being about right. Just like, do you even feel happy the next day? That's what
right.
it matters to. Because then you say, I'm happy doing this, but the next day you don't feel happy.
Dude,
so how are you feeling happy if you don't feel... happy the next day too.
Dude, it doesn't make sense.
Go. You have to choose one.
If being fat, if being lazy, if drinking, smoking, if fucking just doing just like fuck shit, if that's genuinely your purpose, like if that's your meaning, if that's like your genuine mission, then go for it. But that sounds fucking stupid, right?
Yeah,
that actually sounds so stupid. It's rather
hard to believe. That's why Josh posed
sounds,
the question.
It's, not, it's like, an excuse to say
it
that I'm
so
doing
ridiculous.
That makes me happy. It's an excuse people use. So that,
dude, do you find smoking weed meaningful?
Like,
is being fat meaningful? Is doing all these things meaningful to you? Like, bro, it sounds like a stupid question.
Being fat is not okay.
It's not, right?
That's why Josh posed that question, though.
Higher your standards, right? Mm-hmm. Have higher standards.
Body shaming.
Being fat is not okay.
True. Oh, I want to say that that's why you posed that question, because a lot of people, they do it the next day after, and they do feel happy about it.
Drinking and smoking is not okay.
Like, not a lot, but some people do feel happy. They do think it's okay.
I'm so glad he brought that up, because it's actually a deep question. It's so much deeper than, do you think they, I mean, yeah, some people do.
Some people do, but you do you,
dude,
I don't agree.
There are a lot of people when
they do
something.
I know some
of them
personally.
The next day, they feel happy?
No.
They'd be like, yo,
let's do it again.
Because they will use that. Same example that I brought up, they're looking at it from a perspective that happiness at the moment versus happiness combined. You know what I mean? Okay. If there's a happiness in the process and then there's a happiness afterwards, meaning hard work, if you like, we enjoy the hard work. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? There are moments obviously where it's hard and you're like, why am I even doing
fuck
it? Or should
shit.
I even do fuck this shit? Yeah, there are moments like that. But then there are times where you're working hard.
I love
and
the
you
shit.
Feel good. You know what I mean? Like when you're in the gym and you feel the burn, that actually feels so good. Right? And then afterwards, your muscle grows. So they're both good. They're both positive. So that means you can find positive in both. So go for that rather than finding something that's happy, like good now and bad after. Mm-hmm. It has to be the opposite.
Speaking on standards, I don't know about you guys, but I used to be so proud when I got 2 hours of work done.
Right? When I was a self-improvement, I meditated.
It goes back to the standard thing.
Yeah.
Because I had a standard. Like, I had to meditate 5 minutes. I had to read a book. I had to... what's it called? Do clips, you know, like edit them and whatever. And he just made me feel good. And that's how I kind of tracked myself, that I was like, you know, improving. Because, you know, back then I wouldn't fucking meditate. Like, I'd be like, I'll just play video games instead of meditating, you know what I mean? But then I realized that, you know, I was putting those, like, disciplinary things over video games and over fun. So that's just what drove me to, like, you know, improve mm-hmm. and stuff. Mm-hmm. But the one thing that I would suggest to people that are like starting self-improvement is not overloading with disciplines, though, because I would be like sometimes forcing myself to meditate when I didn't want it to, and that, like, for some period of time, I just, for like a month, I wouldn't meditate at all, because it was just overloading myself with too many things that were like, I would say unnecessary, you know what I mean?
Almost to like a point where you're
because you don't start, because like in the same way in gym, you don't start your progress like with heavy weights right away. So for me, starting with like 10-minute meditation, 20-minute reading book, for me that was like 225 on the bench right away. You understand?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
it was too much. Like, I had to start off like 1 minute meditation.
Incrementally.
You might think it's nothing, but you build it.
You're right.
Better to do a deep 1 minute meditation than five.
When you say like doing what you don't do, what you don't want to do, or some along the lines of that, like, are you saying like it would almost put you in a state of like paralysis analysis where it's just too much?
Yeah, it's like I was forcing myself. So I was thinking that if I didn't meditate in that day, I was not on self-improvement anymore. It was like a thing for me.
Do you remember
where
what
I
Lana
forced
said
myself
to me?
To meditate.
And then you
do, you know, do you remember what Lana said to me?
I started hating it. Yeah.
About the desserts, the nutritionist said, if you're really craving something, eat it, because you're gonna start.
Yeah. Because after
so
a month, you're gonna like go.
You're
like,
gonna despise meditating so much, because when you hate doing, you don't want to do it.
That's exactly
and that's
how
exactly,
it was. Like, I.
Yeah.
And that's,
like, it was like kind of this type of feeling where I hated the process of meditation. I'm like, oh, I gotta meditate now. It's like, you know what I mean? So you shouldn't really force yourself into that, because you gotta, like what I said, I started off really like forcing myself, and it was just like, I started off heavy, you know what
I
mean?
If it becomes unhealthy, I agree with you.
Yeah.
But the problem with that is what you're saying, like...
Look, there's yin and yang to everything.
No. But my point is that, like, the
weren't
whole...
Like
the apply. You're right. To an extent, I was. My issue with Josh is saying, for context, Josh and has this no rule for desserts, right? And our grandmother
told him that... I had the hardest battle in my life,
a certified nutritionist...
That was kind of crazy,
...suggests that every now and then, eat what you want to, because you're going to develop that habit, and it's going to be too stressful, or...
Once you're gonna start eating desserts,
uh-huh.
you're gonna go fucking ham, because your strictures.
Do you apply that?
But that applies well,
ever since you heard that. Do you apply that now? Do you? No. Are you more easy on yourself?
I probably should, but no.
But so like, yeah, thing, like every yeah. once in a while, I'm completely fine, right? But there comes a point in time where daily, you should be challenging yourself. Okay. You should be forcing yourself to do the things you don't want to do because that's what discipline is, right?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Again, once in a while, if that's what you're saying, sure, I must have just misunderstood you. But the whole idea is you do have to do the things you don't want to do. Mm-hmm. If you want to push yourself to that
that's
point,
right.
that's just that's the reality. And I can't put but it
then
in
we
a
don't
nice
do
way.
It, you know what I mean? Like,
but then, yo, let's bring up another question. Where is that fine line? How do you how do you even search for that line where you don't go insane about this?
Burnout. Burnout. When you start to burn out, this is something Charlie Morgan actually...
Dude, I burn out every day, bro. Every other day I would burn out.
Explain what burnout is because I'm not even too familiar.
Dude, it's just when like...
When you
just don't feel like doing
when
shit.
Your body
anymore.
Burns.
Are
you like after
when you're
all
dude, like
you're
what?
Like, I'm done with this. Right?
I like to think of it as like your brain being like a car engine, right? And it just becomes over exhausted.
When your tires are spinning.
Yeah, or maybe like the tire where it's like yeah, where it's just too much going and it's about to fucking explode. So you need to just chill so yeah. that it cools down a little bit, right? Because burnout happens a lot, right? Especially like the. We work like a good general amount. You go in the library. Josh goes in the library for fucking like 9 hours a day, right? I'm surprised you don't. I don't think you burn out as much. Oops. Maybe you do a little bit,
dude. I just remember having one experience
honestly,
where I
what's
burn
helped
out.
Me is just because I switch and I fucking get burned out of a certain thing. Like I've fucking done with websites. I'll switch to a different website or a different task.
Or you do like
a
that's what I do with trading and everything.
That's a great way to do it, actually.
Yeah, that's a great way to balance
it. It's helped me so much.
But that's
just gets my mind off something. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But when you get to the point where you're feeling burnout, that's when you should probably just like,
do you know, I cool down. Let me tell you this one night because I literally pushed past burnout feeling. I was literally, when I used to like edit, entertain videos and shit and like build up those types of accounts, I remember I was working like 10-hour shifts during the day at my other job. So I'd work a 10-hour shift, right? I'd work a 10-hour shift, work out. It's 11 p.m. at night now. 11 p.m., I get home. I eat. It's now 12 o'clock at night, right? I still got to edit 2 videos and post them. Have one out by tomorrow, one out by tonight. And so my brain was so fucking fried from just the whole day, 10-hour shift. Music was blasting. People are yapping all day long. Like, you're in a kitchen. It's like, really hot. It's, like, you're just so exhausted. It's just annoying. And so when I get home, I have all this work to do on my computer. All the blue light blasting. This is when I didn't have my blue light filter on. All the blue light blasting in my eyes. I at least had my glasses on. But, bro, I had so much brain fog thinking about an idea, about a video. But there was a point where I literally experienced brain fog, but I knew I had to do it, and I literally pushed past it, and I had so much room for clarity, so much room for making videos. And that video that I made that night was one of my best videos ever. That actually did really good.
Dude, see, I was gonna say like I thought you were gonna go to the direction.
I pushed past that burnout moment, and it goes from fog to super clarity if you just push past that moment.
So accomplishment. That's what it is, right? It's an accomplishment. That's why it's clear.
Is it really burnout though? Like it was. I don't think you would say it's burnout.
You're going through the pressure.
It's my comfort zone.
You
want to
quit. You push through that, right? It's a pressure you're feeling. You get beyond that, which is an accomplishment. You just literally went through something that was holding you back. That's an accomplishment. I think that's what gives you the clarity instead of the fact that, I don't know.
That video made me money, too.
Yeah, exactly.
That one video made me money, too.
So it's maybe what gave you clarity more
like,
than anything
I
else.
Was gonna, because I was going to say, I thought you were going to go in the direction where you're going to say, and it was so bad for me because I pushed past it or whatever, but a part of me feels like you should challenge yourself to that point. I'm so huge. Josh is on like just being competitive, right? Josh is more competitive than I am in the sense. But,
I'm a winner. You're a loser.
Okay. Anyways, but like, and the whole idea is that you should fucking challenge yourself. And I listened to this podcast. This guy was talking about the duality of man, right? Everybody has that little bitch inside of you that's the best salesman on the planet because he knows all your pain points, he knows all your fucking vices, and he's gonna get you to convince. It's true, dude. Yeah. Like when you're trying to work out exactly. Like, oh no, but you're gonna do this tomorrow and say whatever, right? Like they know your pain points to the top tier, right? But I feel like part of you needs to challenge that little bitch. Like I bet you were telling yourself, I should go to bed.
Dude, I slept like a baby after
I bet.
Shit.
But were you like during the
but process, I went to bed like 2 a.m., 3 a.m. Like, I was up all night.
Dude, it's almost like we all have an enemy, right? Like it's ourselves. We
it
have
is,
that
it
enemy.
Is. Exactly. It is an enemy.
It's like you have your biggest fan, but you're also your biggest enemy. But and you have to know that person. Mm-hmm. You have to know your enemy. and then just kind of tell them to step aside for some time.
Yourself can be an enemy. I would say yourself can be an enemy if that's how you
kind of treat that little bitch is the enemy.
But that's the thing. Don't you think you have him?
What?
You have, don't you have an enemy?
Maybe it's not, that you could look at it as an enemy, or you can look at it as, like a signal for you to grow, or something like that.
Whether you want to call a signal or an enemy, we're getting to the same point.
Okay, yeah, so, I mean, sure.
We can go about the words here, or we can go about the meaning.
What are you doing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's still the same thing.
I don't think it's right to call yourself an enemy, though.
You're just looking at an enemy in a wrong way, but an enemy is that signal that is against you, that pushes you, right?
Mm-hmm. It's just the pressure.
Give me a different. You're running, right, and then your legs are like tired and stuff. Your enemy side of you is going to tell you to stop, but you're gonna have to push it through. So is that not an enemy?
Yeah. Do we call that an enemy? I've
said
know.
That before.
Would we want to call that an enemy? That self that's a part of us, right?
Because because it's trying to what's called bring you down.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think enemies in real life? Like, I know you're a guy that doesn't really have enemies. But do you think enemies in real life like push you to that point?
Wait, what did you say?
I said I know he doesn't really have enemies.
Oh.
It's a thing online from that one.
I have no enemies.
I have it's, anyways, like the whole, but and the enemies in general, they kind of like push you.
I know what that
you
is.
Have to be compatible.
I know where that's from.
Yo, so, like, you know what Jordan Peterson says well, about that, which is an interesting thing. If you do say that seriously, if you are saying that seriously, that you have no enemies, then your biggest enemy is yourself saying you don't have enemies. You know that, right? I think I'm very positive about that, because in order for you to be realistic, you have to understand damn well that you do have enemies. Whether you want to see the enemies or not, dude, there are enemies out there. We live in the world where people are jealous of you. Every time you walk by them, some of them might not show you, but
you
they're
really
the enemies.
You have enemies.
So I think the biggest enemy is yourself thinking you don't have enemies.
Mm. I'm your enemy right here.
But take that as a grain of salt. Think about it, because I could be wrong. But I've experienced that in my life. I would want to deny that too.
Maybe I just haven't found them yet.
What?
Maybe I just haven't found them yet.
I don't know, bro.
I don't feel like I want to call them enemies though. Like the people that are jealous of you. I feel like enemies.
That's the thing though, because you have a positive mindset. What we all do. That's why we think about the enemy thing. Like, because somebody thinks you're a loser, or somebody thinks you can't do anything, they're less of an enemy for you because you're able to shrug that off by them saying you're a loser.
Yeah.
But for somebody that is more of a negative person, they're going to let that sip in, and they're going to let that be affected by that negativity. However, it still doesn't change the fact that the reality is what it is. They are the enemy. They are the person trying to get into you. That's what makes them an enemy. Mm-hmm. Now, your strength can overcome their power of negativity, but that doesn't change the fact that they're coming at you.
Mm-hmm. So, isn't an enemy just like a more severe, person against you?
Well, somebody that's, dude, here's the thing, dude.
He doesn't mean like the, someone literally killing you, but.
No, I'm not saying that either.
No, it could be an enemy. Because here's the thing, if their negativity can get into you, right, and bring you down, what is that going to do in your life? If you're going up and somebody's trying to drag you down, right, that means they're getting in your way to get to the top. That makes them enemy, which, like, I can't say the exact definition of an enemy, but my understanding of an enemy is somebody that is getting in your way, somebody that is getting in your path towards something. Mm-hmm. That's an enemy, right? So whether you let that enemy get in the way or not, or an obstacle, it still doesn't change the fact that it's there.
Yeah, you're right. I feel like you're right, like, because of my perspective, though, but I feel like just the idea of they shouldn't be an enemy in the first place, just shrug them off.
Yeah.
That doesn't change the fact that, like, you perceive them as enemies. Obviously, someone who's like a beginner to this or whatever will perceive them as enemies, but that doesn't change the fact that the right form of motion there is to perceive them as the wind, whatever, the river, that's just the water that's just flowing, right? They shouldn't have to be an enemy. They're jealous of you, whatever. You don't have to be fond of them. I don't think that makes them an enemy. It's just it's just an obstacle.
Yeah, the point that I'm trying to get to with like my imagination and my thought process is there's a ball behind the couch, but I don't see it. Doesn't change the fact that it's there. Mm-hmm. That's the point I'm trying to get to.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I'm doing the best.
No. I hear you. When you put it like that, I like that.
Yeah.
That's good.
We'd have to like look at the definition and see like you mean, because I know
the definition.
No, it is a negative thing though. Don't get me wrong. It is.
What
an
enemy?
Is a wrong thing. So I mean,
his point is to acknowledge them. Your guy's point is to acknowledge them. But pretend like...
Well,
not
for you to pretend like
pretend.
They're there, you have to acknowledge them in the first place.
Not to be, like, naive about it.
He's just making the point, acknowledge...
He's saying that they're there. He's right. They always will be there.
I think your mistake is they know they have enemies. Their point is, pretend, like, not necessarily not pretend, but
it's not pretending.
Well, here's the thing, well, Mike. Do you have enemies?
I don't know. Do I?
That's why I told him. I told him if what you're saying that you have you don't have enemies is truly what you believe in your heart, then maybe you're being a little too naive about the enemy part. However, if you're just saying that because, you know, to I guess empower yourself and say that. Because it is kind of a negative talk to always say, oh, I have enemies, I have enemies.
Or saying yourself is an enemy. You remind yourself
all the time. Yeah, or saying yourself is an enemy. That's not what I tell myself all the time. But since the conversation is brought up, it's an interesting point.
You have to be aware of that.
You have that inner self. I don't always remind myself, oh, my inner self is holding me back. That's almost something you know already when you know in the back of your mind that you can do 10 reps. But then there's that inner self telling you, nah, drop it at 10. Then you push beyond that. It becomes a very natural thing to do without even having to necessarily tell yourself or think about it at the moment saying, that is the enemy telling me that. You just know it. It becomes so natural. So what I'm trying to get to here is don't be naive about the fact that there are enemies out there, but you don't need to focus on them though, because they're just almost trying to get at you, but sometimes their hits don't even affect you.
It's like, for example, if I were to think about an enemy would be someone who's trying to get the same thing as I am getting, or something like that, or maybe even trying to hurt me, or maybe trying to drag me down like right. maliciously.
Yeah,
that would be an enemy, of course. Yeah, but it's like,
but do you think an enemy can be something that is subtle, almost like unnoticeable,
like what,
but it's there,
like what, like the devil,
like the inner self, exactly. like the devil. One of the things,
negative,
right?
Emotions.
Yeah, one of the things, like, about devil and stuff that we also know from the Bible and stuff and from what God tells us, and when you think about it, it's so interesting, is what one of the things that devil does use is it makes you think that he's not there, or makes you think that it's not something that is a problem. Just like how people, they when they fall in a victim of drugs and all that kind of stuff, they can't identify how bad it is, therefore they live that lifestyle as if, you know, I guess they're doing it good thing or something that doesn't really affect them as much as it really does, right? So it's like that subtle thing that you don't really take that as an opposing side, but it's there. Same with the example why I told you is maybe your biggest enemy, thinking that you don't have enemies, is yourself trying to convince yourself that there are no enemies. Mm-hmm. But maybe don't be naive about it and open your eyes and really see where the enemies are. Because when you see where enemies are and when you see where the obstacles are, you can avoid them.
Mm-hmm. This is the definition of enemy.
I mean,
a person who is actively opposed. 100%. A person who is actively opposed to someone or something. So someone that is like trying to stop you, basically, like, you know, they're against you. So I don't think it should be necessarily be taken negatively, like enemy, someone that's trying to kill you, but rather someone that's.
I guess you kind of flip it around, like, and look at it positively.
Yeah.
Always. I was actually when we were talking about it.
Because if I come up to you, for example, you're on a self-improvement journey, and then I'm one of the friends that are like that drinks and parties, and I tell you, yo, bro, come on, like, fuck that self-improvement. You can, it's fine. One day you can just like rest and party. I'm kind of your enemy.
You have people like that.
Exactly. That is kind of enemy, because like a friend shouldn't be like telling you to do those kind of things. Like, in a sense, you can look at it like that. Not like someone that could like killing you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I want to take a step back to how to start. I was thinking of something, just kept going in my head. The time where, if you recall, I played FIFA every day. I would play one game. I would tell myself, I would justify, just let me play one game. It's okay. Like, there's nothing wrong with it. Do you recall that time?
I do.
Yeah.
I remember you talking about it too. Yeah.
And I was thinking now, like, what really got me over the edge? Like, what advice would I give towards that? And I was like, bingo. And I think it's such an important one that we are very fortunate, me and Sadul, and me and Sash, Mike, not so much, but he found his person. You must immediately, when you start self-improvement, find someone to keep you accountable. That is a very important point. If you don't have someone, what? No, he has. He just. I had a brother who was at my house all my actions every day. I can tell you what I'm doing. Doesn't mean I'm telling you the truth. He saw what,
like,
I was doing.
Like the
snap streaks, you know, I mean?
Exposed, by the way, bitch. Let's not talk about this.
Okay. Anyway.
No,
anyway.
I mean, saw him.
Anyway. Anyway. What were you talking about?
It was bad against.
We're talking about FIFA.
No, but for the record.
When you hear someone tell you that dude, stop doing this for so many times. Like, it does get to you. It will get to you. Because I find that a lot of our justifications are just simple cope, little reasons of why. But I'm telling you, if I saw Mike partying and I just kept asking him every time, why do you party, bro? Like, why do you party? And the next week I ask, why do you party? It will get to him.
Yeah, right.
It will budge that wall that breaks the coping
mechanism. Even if it takes a year, right?
What? Yeah. Even if it takes a year. Like, that coping mechanism is not perfect.
Yeah.
You know, there's something that can break it. And a lot of times, having someone to keep you accountable does just that.
You know what's crazy? Like, ever since I've been on this journey and stuff, people who are not in self-improvement, if they know what you do and they're around you, it's almost, they kind of know what you're going to say and how you're going to act. Like, if they talk about, for example, bad food, for example, they're going to look at you and be like, oh, like, what do you have to say about that? Like, the knowing damn well what you have to say about good food, bad food, whatever. Mm-hmm. It's like some people, like, kind of, they don't really want to be around people who are on self-improvement because they feel guilt about themselves.
Yeah. Right, right.
Because being, that's what I was trying to get. Like, people who are on self-improvement, they don't really want to be around you because it's like they just feel guilty about themselves. Like, they think that they should be doing better. So they don't want to be around you because then it's like, oh, now I have to do something.
One thing, people need to understand that, like, I've had situations where people think that just because I'm on self-improvement, I'm perfect. That's not, you know what I mean? Like, people have this idea of everyone that's on self-improvement, they think that they're one of those, like, perfect people, and they're like, oh, we don't want to hang out with you, you know, you just act all cocky and stuff. It's not, like, it shouldn't be taken like that, you know? Self-improvement, the word itself tells you that it's improving, like, every single day. You're improving your own self.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think those not wanting to be around with, I think people should love being around those kind of people.
Dude, absolutely.
Because, like, what else would be better than actually, like, challenging yourself and helping other people and helping yourself. I mean,
you should be fucking grateful that there's someone that's better than
I'm grateful to all of you guys. I think that's why I'm here. You guys helped me notice more.
We did it with each other.
Same here. Exactly, yeah. With each other. Okay. But that was the great thing about it. Like, we were with each other instead of just saying, oh, you know what, like, Mike is just all acting cocky, saying, oh, I did this, you know, but you know what I mean? Like, it's not really about that. Like, it really isn't. People think you're perfect.
That's true. Like, everybody here tries to help each other, and just Mike, that's just, like, the cocky fuck is every time.
Yeah. Wow.
It gets annoying. It
no, really that's does. Not that's not what you said, but it came out like that.
Really?
Which is, yeah.
Oh, shit, what? What did I say?
Oh, I didn't notice it. You did not set your words straight there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I thought Josh was just...
What did I say? Do you guys remember? I probably...
Yeah, but you were right. Oh, okay.
So what did I say?
I wouldn't say you worded it the best. That's all.
What did I say?
Well, no, I understand the idea. The idea is, you know, when you think that somebody is acting cocky because they're self-improvement, it's more of your own problem than they actually act cocky. It's just that they're self-improvement, you need to
deal with the fact that somebody's better than you. Yeah,
because people think that because you say, like, I'm self-improvement, you're perfect. That's what people take it as.
Yeah. I've actually had someone say, but you're better than me.
I hate the idea
that someone says, but you're better than me, that's why you can do it and I can't. No, because the context was, I forget, I was like, I'm doing this and they're not. He's like, but you're just better than me. I'm like, dude, I breathe the same air.
I'm better than you.
I share the same blood as you. We're not.
That's a very good way. Yeah, we're not that different. As
I'm a human.
What?
I'm a human.
Yeah. We both have two testicles. Like, there really isn't much difference.
Dude, one thing I would like, one of my last points, because I know we've kind of dragged this out for a while, but for what we're talking about with how the idea that people like hate someone else is like on self improvement because it makes them feel guilty about themselves. If you're really that envious of a person, then you have some really really deep internal conflicts that you need to get figured out.
For sure.
Most likely some really deep-rooted fucking insecurities that you need to solve, like, immediately, because it's only going to hold you back, right?
Listen, I solved mine, bro. You need to solve yours now.
Like, what's crazy, too, is because it's driven by envy and jealousy, right? Because, oh, this person, I'm eating my fucking donut and my junk food, right? And the person across the table from me is eating all these salads and everything like that. They clearly think they're a fucking better person.
You mean meat and eggs?
Sure. Yes. Meat and eggs, raw milk.
No,
whatever.
It's not a salad.
No, no salads, raw milk, no seed oils, right? Whatever, right? The whole idea is that because someone else is being better than you, you should be fucking grateful that they're even there, all right? That, how else are you going to grow as a person, right? They obviously, there are other ways for you to grow, right? But having someone there is a great fucking idea, too. And how I know what I'm saying is to be true is because the females in the comments can correct me if I'm wrong, right? But a lot of female relationships are driven or are split from envy, from jealousy. And I know this because my girlfriend tells me all about it, right? Girls hate, supposedly, again, correct me if I'm wrong, I could be totally wrong, but I believe that girls hate seeing when other girls are prettier than them. And I don't know, like, yeah, I don't think I am wrong.
Things they say, yeah.
It's just the idea that, like, it's because it drives, yeah, it drives you insecurity, jealousy, or whatever, and they're like, oh, is that now that all the guys are going to be looking at her, not me, or whatever, right? Yeah. It's just, like, there's even, like, a whole thing going around where girls, like, surround themselves with girls that are lesser than them or like less pretty than them according to society's norms so that they look better, right? That's how, like,
I do that
sad
too.
Not just girls, but guys. Well, guys also do that too.
That's true.
People like to do that in
absolutely
general.
Absolutely. Yeah. Like, but why, the reason why I bring that up and why I bring it up for girls especially is because I've seen how many, like, when you think about these things, how many of those friendships have lasted or how many of those connections, like, ended in good spirit. So rare, so few, right? Yeah. So, like, if you're looking at the numbers, they're right in front of you, and yet you're still going to think the same way. Oh, I need to be envious, or, like, you're going to pretend like it's not a problem that you're jealous of other people.
Yeah. You really just need to really snap out of that mindset and understand that it's a blessing that there are people that are better than you, because then you have something to look at. Somebody
raise the bar.
Yes. That is better.
Raise the bar.
Therefore, you can raise the bar.
Exactly.
Honestly, it's just aura.
Like, oh, the aura thing?
People are on some room just have aura.
No, yeah.
The people who are jealous, they feel that. They literally feel that. Oh. Be around
the master of armor, Shama.
That's why they don't want to be around you, because you have a high aura, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yes, I mean, really, yes, this is what you guys are saying, is I agree with.
I got high aura.
But fuck, now I lost my train of thought.
Good job, Mike.
Thank
Dude,
you.
Is there anything we didn't go over from that?
One thing that I wanted to go over.
Please don't continue.
No, I'm just wondering if there's nothing we went over.
Yes.
No, say your last point.
I will. And it's that I'm actually not.
You're editing this episode on my computer.
Bro, why are you even thinking about who's going to edit the episode? Just
put up the lazy fuck, bro. That's why. I'll tell you why. Lazy fuck.
Let's just keep talking.
Man, I'm thinking about what we can do to make this best for the conversation for people.
Oh,
it's best for that.
And I don't want to edit too long. All right.
Why don't you take care
somebody
of
clip this. Somebody clip this.
I'm clipping this, dog. I'm clipping this.
Georgie is lazy as fuck.
Georgie's going to make me the clip.
Yeah, I'm going to clip this, Gary.
What I was going to say, though, is the one thing that we missed on that piece of paper is I think it's really, really important for you to actually go out and challenge your brain, and that's through pursuing some sort of interest or hobby that you have, preferably like learning some sort of high income skill, learning just like, it doesn't have to be business, just learning what you want to pursue in life. This comes after you've already gone through the process of self-discovering what you think is like your purpose, what you believe it to look like genuinely pursue like skills and hobbies around that, so you can, one, challenge your brain, two, consistently better yourself, and three, make a strive towards, like, that's how I feel like is the most important way for you to strive towards like that financial success too.
For sure.
Because if what you're doing is linked or rooted with your purpose, like financially, if you're, what skill you're achieving financially is linked with your purpose, you're going to
be ahead.
It's just like, there's no other way for me to put it. It's just, you're just going to straight up be more like, you're going to have better drive towards it. You're going to find better success towards it. And that's something I can say with like 100% utmost certainty.
Sure. Yeah, exactly. And to kind of go from that point is shortly, Josh, not going to take your time too much, but I would say just really experiment with the things, especially when you're kind of confused on some of the skills. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, Josh is going to edit this episode because he has that reaction,
yeah,
so he can learn,
absolutely,
go through that challenge.
Actually, another point I want to bring up.
Oh yeah, George is next.
After three things.
But I guess when you're, especially when you're lost with what you even want to do and stuff, just experiment a lot of things. If there's something that you don't like to do, maybe just try doing it just for the sake of trying it, and just discover some of the things that you might be good at, and, you know, experiment with things. That's what I would suggest, and find your path through that.
Mm-hmm. I think so too. I like that.
And to go even deeper,
No. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode.
Now, one thing I'm going to say before we end this, though, is...
quote of the day.
I have something to say. I love you guys.
Love you too, Josh.
We love you too, Josh.
Love you too, Josh.
I love you too.
We love you.
Okay. Oh, okay. I see.
He doesn't love us.
Fuck us, man. All right. Matter of fact, since
I really
love
the point about the girl and the looks, it's very relatable.
Oh, yeah, okay, we should talk about girls more.
That's so relatable, about how your day has
been, actually. Before this gets weird, let's go. All right.
Can you talk to me about how your day has been?
How's very your day nice. Been?
Yeah, Sabula.
Dude, yeah, very nice.
Mike.
But excellence actually, I want to go deeper than that. Because today, I woke up with a mindset.
Quote of the day. Excellence is a continuous process and not an accident. By Abdul Kalam.
Abdul Kamal.
Abdul Kalam.
Kalam?
Kalam, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's an Indian, former Indian president.
Yeah.
Amen.
Excellent.
Yeah,
India's
strong.
Yeah.
This is literally what we talked about.
Just
on wait, fine. India's what?
India is the largest population in the world now.
So let's get into the stats of what makes them... Shout out.
I feel like a part of it has to be culture, right? Like,
dude, maybe it has to be. But then you have to go deeper than culture. It's like,
it's aligned with purpose, right? It's aligned with the fact that Josh is so lazy at editing the video, which is why India's population is so high right now.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Shout out.
A better job.
Yeah.
This is by... Yeah.
Is it this one?
Yeah.
This is by Philip Shapiro. This guy sounds familiar. Maybe we know, maybe we don't.
We do.
Please keep doing this podcast, by the way. There may be some simpletons, in parentheses, including possibly myself even at times, which say that, oh, these guys are all talk, or that their podcast is useless or whatnot. And for them, it's the truth. If someone is listening to this podcast in one ear and out the other instead of taking the time to sit down and digest what is being said. I don't know why, but I just blanked at reading it, and I don't understand. But
where he's getting it?
Where I think the whole message, the one thing is, like, a lot of people are so reluctant, like, okay, I'll give this guy a shot, but he's not going to be interesting. And then they don't actually dedicate their time towards actually listening to what they have to say. So then they just confirm their belief of, oh, this guy's not interesting, when they don't dedicate their entire attention towards it.
Exactly. And another point we brought up earlier in the conversation was about the envious thing. You know, they think, oh, these guys are just to talk, or they just yap about some random stuff to make themselves feel better that they're just to talk. But in reality, to face the fact that they're not just to talk and they actually back up with actions is a harder thing to deal with. Therefore, you deal with something that's easier. Which is saying they're just a talk.
Dude, it's like whether they're envious or not, I'm going to still work. I'm going to still keep doing what I'm doing. So.
Exactly.
I'm going to just be envious.
Me,
I'm going to keep leveling up.
I'm going to keep being me.
Yeah, you got to let them know
I
the
said
truth
it, fuck
sometimes.
You.
I like the way you said it, you know?
You fuck
really
you.
Got to be harsh with them, bro.
Very,
like,
yeah.
I like the way you said it because...
I'm going to keep leveling up while you keep being envious, sitting
exactly,
in your chair watching
sometimes
me.
Sometimes you got to show them that they're like right here when you're here, when you guys were both on the same level
exactly.
Like 2 years ago and you leveled up and they stayed the same level because they were like jealous and whatever, you know what I mean?
Like how can you make fun of someone for improving themselves, bro? Come on. Like look at yourself.
Because
like,
I'm a sour little pussy bitch who's really jealous
envious,
and envious and I can't go out by myself
Sash,
and actually
wow,
take the
step. You're a Gundam.
No.
Gundam.
Guys, this is not fair. This is not fair. You can't.
Yeah,
no,
you should
no.
know this. This is a Russian word. You know that, right?
Gundam. What does that mean?
Yeah. It's a Russian word.
You don't know what Gundam is?
Gundam, no.
Yeah, that's
no.
a whole different conversation.
Yeah, guys.
We're going to talk to
them
about
yeah, some of you guys
N-word
might know.
Russian,
this
Josh?
Is inappropriate
is?
For the kids.
Yeah, I'm exposing you now.
What?
That must
he doesn't
be the
even know
Russian.
You are the Gundam. You are a Gundam.
It's not.
How can I get this guy canceled?
Yo, guys, it's still recording.
He will.
You don't want to get caught in 4K.
All right, guys, ready? And with that,
think
big,
grow big.